Welcome everybody. Shin number 1413. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif Vemrabayan Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. And the Refuah Shleima Refol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana Lachoil. Okay, we're trying to just finish off, believe it or not, the dish, the washing the dishes issue and the various different halachas. We've discussed the various different ins and outs, and like we mentioned that, you know, not all situations are the same, and any questions somebody has more than what we're talking about in the shiurim, of course, one has to talk to a rav and find out how, you know, their own situation might differ from a different one, or possibly something else that we said, and thereby doing what has to be done in conjunction with the psak from a rav. Okay, but an interesting thing brought down the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, and it's quoted by the Sefer Yisro Lachas, which we'll see. Sometimes you have these things called sink stoppers, like a drain stopper. You know, yeah, it's like a rubber type thing. You put it in the sink, out the sink. So I think sometimes people use it. Sometimes you want to wash a small baby. And I'm not talking about Shabbos. I'm talking about, let's say, during the week, a person washes a baby, an infant, or whatever the case is, and they want to fill up the sink with water, so they have these sink stoppers that it's not a question of boina, it's made to go in and out. You put it in, take it out. It's a rubber thing. It's like a strainer type thing. It's not a strainer, but you put it in, take it out. Put it in, take it out. It's made to come in and out on a constant basis. It's not really part of the sink whereby it's a question of boina building that could be in various different instances. But over here you put it in, and thereby the water does not go down. You clog up the sink. And the water, like this, you can fill up the sink with water. So, interesting question. Could I do that? Let's say I'm going to put in the sink stopper, the water stopper in the sink, and whatever, I'm not bedafka filling up the sink, but as people wash their hands, let's say I put the dishes are in the sink, or the spoons, knives, forks are in the sink, and people just wash their hands in the sink, and the water goes in the sink. That's it. Just the only question is, it's not going down the sink. It's not going down the drain. The water's not going down the drain, but otherwise it's staying over there in the sink, and thereby the dishes will start to soak. Like we mentioned in the past, it's if possible, one should try and have a pan of water with soap prepared before Shabbos, right? You want a person wants to put at least the forks, knives, spoons, the cutlery into maybe something to soak or whatever. So you have a pan of water, maybe a larger pan if you want to put dishes also, soap and water that's prepared before Shabbos, and then just putting the dishes in that pan of soap and water would be fine, right? That's what we mentioned. That's not a problem. You prepared it before Shabbos. I'm allowed to either I put the dishes in the sink or in the pan. So I put it in the pan, I'm fine. So what I want to do is now I have the dishes in the sink, and I'm just putting in this stopper that's made to go in and out. So the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa brings down that will be fine. That's no problem. He brings down in Perek Yud Beis, Ois Yud Zayin. He says you're allowed to stuff up the place where the water goes down, this rubber sink stopper or whatever the case is, and therefore people will over there. The people just rinse off their hands, whatever. However, it's done. And therefore, the sink will fill up with soap and water because the person uses soap to wash their hands or whatever the case is. So he says that will be fine. That will be fine. And like this, little by little, the sink's going to fill up and the dishes that are in there will be soaking, or even halfway, whatever, in the water and the soap that's used where people wash their hands. Now, to go ahead and just start filling up the sink, but dafka for that one should not do. That's already running into you're doing an action. Again, we want to keep in mind, once you're doing an extra action save time for Motzei Shabbos, so that's a problem. But over here, you're washing your hands anyways, right? It's just the sink is stuffed up and the water doesn't go down, so then and the dishes are in there, so he brings down that would be fine. Okay, so the Sefer Yisro Lachas brings that down. He brings down one thing in reference to, before we get to that, and that same in our Simon Shinchov Gimel, O Islamid Beis. He brings down a Eisa Tzorich, somebody needs to use gloves, even, let's say, a case in time whereby somebody has a heter to wash the dishes. I need the dishes, let's say, right? I'm going to be using them on Shabbos, so then it's okay. So the other things we spoke about not to use, but as far as gloves, he brings down that gumishal plastic, as long as they're plastic gloves and there's no synthetic materials over there. There's no like stitching and stuff like that. That is, that's no natural materials over there. Sometimes it's stitching or whatever. Regular plastic gloves, that's pure, 100% pure plastic. So it brings down or plastic or something along those lines, rubber or plastic, and to wash the dishes if somebody, I know people many years ago, I remember seeing that always had to wear gloves when they washed dishes, that problems with the hands, the skin, or whatever the the case might be, in case of time you're allowed to wash the dishes, so that will be okay using these gloves. Now, I just want to mention an interesting thing he brings down. It's halacha, not interesting. Does the sefer Eitzer Halachas, again, in Islamid Beis, all in that one Islamid Beis, he says one should be careful in reference to, sometimes there's fats. There's a lot of fats on a plate. So if you have a plate, let's say a case in time whereby one is allowed to wash, right? I need these dishes. It's Friday night. I need the dishes for Shabbos day. Good. So you're allowed to wash. Fine. And you're doing it the right way, obviously, like we said, no hot water, it has to be cold water and all these things. Okay, he just brings down over there, one should be careful in reference to if there's fats stuck onto the dishes, a little bit of dirt is nothing, but if it's regular fats, kalim shenidak bem shuman, then it's also l'oris aleim maim, then you have to be careful not to pour water onto it, because that's running into a problem of noilad, making the fats melt, aliyaniyach hakli toichamayim, but to put the kli in let's say water, let's say in if you have a tray or you have the sink is full of water, so you put it in there and you wash it like that, a case in time whereby one is allowed to blow your mamayim, not to pour on it water. If there's fats, you know, thicker fats on the shuman on the plates, that's an important thing to keep in mind. He brings down an ois samachay, which we've spoken about in the past. Mishum isenoylad kevin shemamacha shuman, because of the fact that you're making the by pouring the water on it, you're mamish making the fats melt. So, but if you put it into the water, so then it becomes like together part of the water. So we've spoken about in that in the past. Now, just to again, a case in time whereby one is allowed to wash the dishes. Just some to do it. Of course, we don't do. But in case of time, we're allowed to. If it's, the person should be careful to put those plates in water and not to pour water onto it, whereby there's thicker fats, this shuman. On this place. Okay, so then he just finishes off, just to finish off what we spoke about, Yesh Matirim, this time, Makom Yetzias HaMayim Min HaKir, right, so one would be allowed to, like we saw in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, to stuff up the sink, you have that rubber stopper, you stick it in there, right, so it's Yesh Matirim, this time, Makom Yetzias HaMayim Min HaKir, Kedei Lemalois, Kol HaSink, like this, little by little, people wash their hands and the sink fills up, and the dishes and everything in it will start to soak, so that will be okay. Okay, well, enough with that. That's one quick sort of a correction, but the same halacha. But lemaisa, how the Sefer Yetzer Halachas brings down reference to pouring water. Again, we're dealing with a case in time whereby I need the dishes for Shabbos, right? So you're allowed to wash, whatever. So let's say somebody, you can't use hot water Shabbos, but let's say somebody took hot water from the urn or something like that, and they wanted to water that was already obviously prepared from before Shabbos, like from the urn, so they want to pour it in a case in time where it's not milachdik, so the urn is pyrev or something like that, so they want to just pour it on the grease or something like that, so one has to be careful. That's when it will be a problem of melting it. That's brought down again in the Mishnah Berurah in Simi Resh and Gimel, Sifkat and Mem Aleph, and it's actually in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Chaf Sif Yudalad talks about it. So pouring the hot water, if somebody wanted to, you know, remove fats that are hard to get off, that would be a problem. They would have to put it into water. But again, not to use hot water, because we don't use hot water. But the case in time, somebody took from the urn, a pyre of an urn or something like that. So that is where one has to be careful, not pouring it onto the dishes that have a lot of fats on them because of the problem of noilad. Thank you for listening. Aslachim Baruch Hu Kol Tov.